This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, and we should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here on this Saturday, 30th of March, 2019. Just moved to summertime an hour ago, but it doesn't affect this broadcast. We go to summertime a month later than the USA, to be careful. I don't miss the program when it starts. USA seemed to go to summertime earlier this year. I nearly missed a problem there a few weeks ago. But anyway, we are still mired here in the UK in catastrophic disaster of Theresa May's government and the shocking destruction of the Brexit negotiations. I'm convinced the security services have her microchipped and are working her to destroy Brexit. It's because she's a moron. She was overheard saying at one of her own crucial votes in Parliament a week or two, "Which way do I vote?" She said to the Chief Whip, Nigel Smith, right? That was overheard saying that. But having had an Angela Merkel EU treaty, her famous 540-page document that she brought back from Brussels saying, "This is the only deal, we have to vote for this in Parliament," it was defeated by the biggest vote ever, 230 votes there a month ago. In 1,000 years of history of the House of Commons, right? The House of Commons is 1,300 years old, it was never such a big defeat. And then she brought it back again a few weeks ago, 149 votes was defeated by. And she brought it back in there on Friday, it was a Thursday, 58 votes defeated by. Now that's its limit, that's absolutely it. And some of the Brexit turncoats decided to vote for it just for the sake of getting rid of the problem. But her government is now in a state of collapse. Plus the despicable piece of work, the Speaker, John Bercow, a vile creature. He was a former Tory, but he's a liberal lefty remainer. And he had the stickers on his car saying F Brexit. And he's been undermining the government's process of Brexit at every turn. And he's aided and abetted by the bulk of the Tory party, which are remainers. And the bulk of the country, as I say, voted, and 67% of the constituencies voted, more actually, I think it was over 70% of the constituencies in the UK voted Brexit. But we're being betrayed left, right and centre, and because they are willfully defying the will of the people of the referendum vote that is now nearly 3 years old. And in that piece of work, you wouldn't be familiar with British broadcasting, but the BBC dominates most of the channels of the Sky News, and there's Channel 4, which used to be a flagship, very good independent news organisation. But Jon Snow, who's the leading anchor on it, is a vile creature. And there was a massive protest yesterday outside Downing Street on Friday, well, specifically Friday, because that was the 29th of March, the day that the EU was meant to we're leaving the EU the 29th of March. That was the official agreement that we were going to. That was Theresa May saying that. And then finally, you know, it was put back because the House of Commons kicked her 540-page deal out the window three times now. But Jon Snow, just to get back to this, a piece of work. I've stopped looking at Channel 4 News about 3 or 4 years ago. So rancidly lefty liberal. It's just like watching CNN. Says, oh, there's a massive protest here by the Brexit. Said, I've never seen so many white people in my life. Really? That's an offence to white people? Well, this is the original Anglo-Saxon white country race here, you know. But he's been reprimanded for saying it. But typical scummy remarks by Channel 4. But anyway, the date of the 29th is now pushed back to the 12th of April. It might go back to the 22nd, but if it does, Britain will have to fight the European elections, which is dragging us back into the EU, etc. So this evening, and she's threatening that if her deal doesn't go through again, she's going to get another extension from the EU. But this time we know from all the sources that there will be hellish conditions attached to it, and they will try and tie us into the European Union completely. And there's a slight chance that the House of Commons might vote for Ken Clark's former Chancellor's motion, whereby it is voting for a customs union, a part of the European Union, which was tied in for life, which is worse than being in where we are at the moment, the outside, but no powers to control anything but subject to all European Union rules, just for getting the trucks through Dover and onto the continent. That's basically what that's about. But as I say, we are in a perilous position, and this government is actually near collapse. And we now know tonight 170 Tory MPs, her party in power, I've written Theresa May. Well, she's a twin of Angela Merkel, the globalist Remainer, a vile bitch. But written to her saying, it's the latest piece of news coming out of the Daily Mail, had it on there a few minutes ago, that if she makes a move to have a long extension, they will upturn the government by backing Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party opposition motion of no confidence in government. Her own MPs will vote with no confidence in their own government and bring down the government. But they do not want an election. But that would suit no one, and it wouldn't produce much. You would just produce another hung parliament with slightly more seats for Labour, that's for sure. But it's that bad in the UK now, it really is. And there's been massive protests culminating in marching into London by the Remainer group last week, and this weekend largely by the Leave Means Leave group, UKIP, and all other groups that are pro-Brexit. And it was quite a massive gathering, and that's where that Jon Snow signed off Channel 4 News yesterday by saying, on Friday night, saying, oh, he's never seen so many white people. Yeah, well, he should go and live somewhere else then. But meaning that the connotation being that Brexit was not representative of multiracial Britain. That's the connotation, you know, this coded language being used left, right and centre. So just to say, political mayhem ruins the reign supreme in the UK tonight in the UK, and we don't know where we are going because of this treacherous bunch of scum who are ruining this in Parliament. It's just shocking. Anyway, later on in the programme, Marita, John Whitehead's latest article. I see your numbers are now 2,800 words. I get that in the third hour. But I'm reading through it there. It's an outstanding article about the state of play in America. But everything, the 100 areas were being attacked on, and as I say, this word attack, attack, attack. And New Zealand, just as the follow-up, as was we predicted, door-to-door gun confiscation begins in New Zealand, right? We have this false flag killing by Muslims. Every one of them, by the way, was not born in New Zealand, by the way. Right? New population of Muslims living in New Zealand. And there were three shooters, and if you reproduce on your program, anywhere in the Western world would appear now, the Australian government are the arbiters. They're the kind of the senior party running New Zealand, and they're globalists. They voted for the TPP, both of them, New Zealand and Australia. You can get 14 years in prison, showing the two other shooters at the mosque. And there was two mosques that were involved, by the way. But they're saying here, door-to-door gun confiscation begins in New Zealand. One gun owner already dead, with thousands more targeted by armed government thugs. J.D. Hayes writing this article is saying, if you want to know why tyranny looks What tyranny looks like in a democracy, turn your gaze towards New Zealand, where liberal tolerance and acceptance has been replaced by anti-gun zealotry and authoritarianism, thanks to a single act of violence by a man who wasn't even born on the island. Following Brenton Tarrant's terrorist attack on a pair of mosques earlier this month, the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, I was reading her history during the week, I might come to it now in a minute, it's classic UN plant. Perhaps trained by the UN, employed by her, and then placed in government jobs in New Zealand, and boom, then she gets into political party leader, prime minister, and we have a gun grab, right? So here we go. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and her government wasted no time in declaring that an elite class of firearms that was previously legal to own were suddenly designated illegal to own. And assault weapons of the type used by Tarrant during his attack have no place in a civil society, you see, even if 999% of them are owned by law-abiding people and used responsibly. Yeah, you'll have to put up gun-free zones, and then terrorists with guns can just come and massacre you at will. That's these morons who believe in gun-free zones. As such, they must be confiscated, because getting rid of them will also stop future acts of violence and terrorism, or so the New Zealanders have been told. They believe it, by the way. I see New Zealander farmers being interviewed on this, and he had already given up his gun. Oh, really? Well, that's the end of you, pal. But what if the act of getting rid of these guns actually causes more violence than death? The truth about guns is reporting... the truth about guns in brackets, that's a report, a magazine of some kind, is reporting that according to the country's biggest firearms forum, Kiwi cops are now going door-to-door to gun owners, places of business, their homes, and even gun ranges in an attempt to gather information and get gun owners to relinquish their firearms. Pay attention, Americans, because if you don't own a gun, these are tactics tyrannical left-wing Democrats will employ to force us all to live a certain way if they are have enough, are empowered enough. According to screenshots of the Firearms Forum, one gun owner is already dead in New Zealand, that is. One posted note, got suggested I pop this up with whilst I was working this morning. I hear a voice ask me for my name. I turn around and there's two police officers. Needless to say, workmates were shocked just to see me taken into a room for a chat, and these guys were quite nice about it, but wanted to know what guns my partner and I have. Really. Police were tipped off. This is in New Zealand again. The poster went on to note, posted note on a computer site, that a gun safe in their residence was installed and floor plated as per recommendations. Imagine floor plated. So stored legally in an odd stock of luck, I don't know what that is, and that they hadn't used any of their guns because they're not allowed to at the moment. Yes, and he's quoting this guy who put this notice up of police visitor, the New Zealand citizen, let's call him. I didn't put any paperwork or forms in yet, so was a little shocked to see the police come out of nowhere. Anywhere else, get this, the poster noted. The truth about guns noted further that according to another magazine, Stuff, STUF, a site that appears to be the New Zealand equivalent of The Patch, a former Russian soldier who was concerned about going back to prison tried to call his son before dying of a suspected suicide following a 3-hour standoff with police. Okay, this article is beginning to ramble all the place. The report noted that family members of 54-year-old Troy Tobosky told the news outlet that police began looking for him after they searched his St. Martin's property in the suburbs of Christchurch, New Zealand, earlier this week. Okay. Police acted on information from the public. Okay. Tobosky's 16-year-old son, whose Stuff has decided not to name, said police searched the homes of his father, mother and grandparents after someone reported a photo of the teen made his profile picture on Facebook 5 days ago. Anyway, they're quoting all sorts of crap from Facebook. But New Zealand, police state, complete and total police state. And I sent a story, I think it's up on the RBN site, about, it originates with the activist post. And an armed SWAT team violently storms family home, kidnaps three children for not being vaccinated, right? And, yeah, the County Sega need a yellow vest. Yeah, oh, I have plenty of them, actually. Yeah. They're quite cheap here. You can buy them for £3, cheap ones. But, yeah, we're disarmed here in the UK. Come and get us. Although I can tell you, just to break off to another one, Ian R. Crane and Mark Steele, they're fighting in court. Simply if there'd been Mark Steele, a guy exposing 5G, and he's an electronic engineer, and they're cutting down thousands of trees in Newcastle, Gateshead, and Sheffield. And the BBC flagship Question Time programme, which is an open forum question politicians live in the studio on a Thursday night, been running for 30 or 40 years. They covered all the Brexit thing, and nobody mentioned what's going on in Sheffield, where the program is from, where they're being annihilated with 5G. How about that? But it's going to come to a fight here over 5G, I think, even more than Brexit and smart meters. And this SWAT team, a family in Arizona, is having to endure the wrath of the medical police state after a doctor decided to call the Department of Child Safety, the DCS, on them for not vaccinating their children, resulting in an armed SWAT team raiding the family's home and violently seizing their children, all of whom were placed in temporary foster homes. And it shows a photograph here, and there's a video of it further down in the article of it happening. It all started when one of the children, a two-year-old, developed a fever exceeding 100 degrees Fahrenheit, prompting the child's mother to take him to see the doctor in question. Because the child hadn't been vaccinated, the doctor assumed out of nowhere that he probably had meningitis and needed to be taken to an emergency room right away. While the mother initially agreed to the doctor's extreme and unusual recommendations, her children's fever broke not long after leaving the doctor's office, having stated that he was laughing and playing with his siblings like normal. After taking the boy's temperature and seeing that it was now normal, the mother called the doctor and said that she would no longer be taking him to the emergency room, to which the doctor responded that she should still go anyway. The mother verbally agreed to do this, though she didn't end up going to the emergency room after all, because the doctor had previously notified the hospital for some unknown reason that the mother would be coming in with her child. She later received a call from the said hospital explaining that mother and child never actually arrived, and that's when the insanity began. And the header of the next paragraph says, unless parents fight back, the state will continue to assume custody over many children as it can get its hands on. Upset that the mothers didn't follow the doctor's recommendation, the doctor immediately called DCS, which then called local police to have them check on the family, which is similar to what's happened to a Michigan mother who refused to give her daughter antipsychotic medicines because of on doctor's recommendations. Two police officers arrived at the home and claimed they knocked on the family's door and received no response. Officers further claimed they heard someone coming, coughing inside before being approached by the neighbor, who, after being told what was going on, responded to say that the person they were looking for was a good mother. The officers asked the neighbor to go and call the mother, which she did, and during this time, DCS caseworker arrived who updated the police on the state of the child, which no longer had a fever. One of the officers then called the doctor, who once again repeated her recommendations that the mother take the child to the hospital. The female doctor involved with them. At this point, the caseworker reportedly informed officers that DCS were planning to obtain a temporary custody license from a judge to remove the child in question from the home for emergency medical aid. A court order was later issued, and the police officers decided that if the family didn't respond to their knocking, which was after midnight at this point, then they were going to engage in forced entry, and this is what they did on the premise. At around 1 a.m., officers busted down the family door with one with a shield in hand and the other with lethal weapons, and proceeded to remove all the children from their parents' custody. The children were quickly placed in separate foster homes, and 10 days later the case went to court. And all while the DCS were doing everything it possibly could to make the situation even worse. Okay, we'll go to the first break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the break. This is the Barton Report, and I think we have a caller, Bob in Colorado. Hello. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hello,
good,
BJ.
Yeah.
How
what's
you
up?
Doing? Well, okay, well, tell me what's up. Talking about your problems over there, I originally lived in Pennsylvania, and they just passed, from what I understand, a new law that you have to register every single gun you own. There's a $10 charge for each registration, and you have to do it every year. And I used to be a police officer in Pennsylvania. So now what is, it's like you have to get an inspection sticker for every single gun you own every year, and it costs $10. And Colorado just passed the red flag law. And it's coming down on all of us. And unless there is somebody that can take control, it is over for all of us. It's going down the tubes so fast.
I agree.
And there's nobody that can really take control.
I lived in Colorado in 1991 and Arapaho Road down in Inglewood and around there. But Roy Romer was the governor then. He was a pretty sensible guy, actually. He was what you call a conservative Democrat. Who's the governor of Colorado right now?
I don't know his name. I don't vote because I listen to RBN, mm-hmm. and I took my name off the voting rolls. But our new governor is gay.
Well, the Irish Prime Minister is gay, and he's a rabid Remainer, and he's an arch pro the European Union. And most of that kind of community are that way as well, the liberal, lefty, extreme, right? And this, there was one of them in the House of Commons throwing an issy fit there during the week about all children should have access to teachers telling them about LG, lesbian, gay, transgender stuff and have classes. I mean, absolute crap. But one shocking thing about this Brexit carry-on, it's screening out all other things that are happening, like this installation of 5G and many other things, and poverty rate in Britain is skyrocketing.
Don't you think Britain, whatever queen she thinks she is, don't you think they still have control over the USA?
Well, that's been gone over massively by the type of... Britain is a House of Commons, it's a constitutional monarchy, right? The Queen sees all the documents every week. The Prime Minister goes to see her once a week. The Queen we have is a very sensible woman, by the way. And she's been in after, she's 92 now. She has all of... Now, she has 92, but she's been 65 years in the job. She never comments, and that's part of her job. Never comments, never takes part in any political whatsoever. But she's extremely clued in. She's the head of the Commonwealth. She sees the Commonwealth countries, about 68 of them, once a year at a major conference. But she's extremely clued in to what's going on. I mean, she's not just a titular head of government. Like, no legislation gets passed unless she signs it. She's never refused to sign legislation, but this week... a lot of people are saber-rattling, say the Queen should intervene at this time because Theresa May has lost all support. She's still in power. They kept her in power for tactical reasons.
She lost her marbles, that woman.
Hmm?
That woman lost her marbles.
At which woman? Theresa May now or the Queen?
Theresa May, yeah.
Well, it's because of the multifaceted, fragmented groups in the House of Commons she has survived, right? Because they're trading off different things, not wanting... She called it an unnecessary election 18 months ago, which nearly ditched her completely, but there's no need to. She thought she could annihilate the Labour Party. But we have the 60, 70% of the constituencies in Britain by a tiny margin or a significant margin voted to leave the European Union. But we have 70% of the House of Commons who are Remainers. And this is the quagmire we're stuck in. And at least one of them yesterday, I should have known his name. He's the chief architect of the Remainers, former Attorney General. His own Conservative constituency delisted him. They're not going to run him as a candidate. And he got a kicking yesterday. But we should have the 29th of March was the date we were meant to be out of the European Union regardless, with or without a deal. And then she negotiated an extension after the 12th. That may go for another one, but watch the UK news this week. Go on to the BBC, so go on to the Daily Mail website. You're on the internet there, yeah?
Yeah, I am. That's how I listen and I'll let you go because I don't want to hold up other callers, but I appreciate taking my call. And you are so informed about the USA, more informed than our own country is. So I appreciate
I'm at this 15 hours a day. I'm not a normal person.
Okay, brother,
I'm 15 hours a day, and I'm overweight and gray-haired from doing this. Well, thank you for calling. Keep in touch. We'll talk to you again. Okay, that was Bob in Colorado, former police officer, and we're at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and we've been reading out there about this SWAT teams going to people's houses on the instructions of a doctor, as a child had a fever and was down listed as not being vaccinated. That is worse than the Soviet Union under what they call it Stalin. Stalinist Russia or Honecker's Germany. That is worse. No led up to it. But we're coming to stories later on about Mueller being exposed as telling of being a barefaced liar and running this scam investigation for 2 years. And he knew before the local, the midterm elections that there was no evidence against Trump, and he kept going with it. Well, on that basis alone, he should be arrested. But medical martial law rolled out in New York. Unvaccinated citizens banned from all public places, including schools, churches, malls, sidewalks, public transit, and voting locations, right? Got that? And Mike Adams is putting his pen to paper here, and he's saying, imagine medical martial law rolled out in New York, unvaccinated citizens being banned from all public places, including schools, churches, etc. Health Freedom Alert, he's putting it out as, medical martial law has been rolled out in Rockland County, New York, where unvaccinated citizens are now barred from all public places, including schools, sidewalks, etc., etc., all under the absurd quack science fraud that claims measles is only spread by unvaccinated people. It's the other way around. It's now been proven. In truth, the measles vaccine spreads the measles through viral shedding and improperly weakening viral strains. If the measles vaccines really worked, they would be would vaccinate people. Why would vaccinated people have anything to fear from the unvaccinated anyway? Okay, it's a bit of a conundrum. But just to emphasize, it's now been proven and also by many truthful research areas, and Adams is backed up by his own high-tech laboratory, the most advanced in America, said that vaccinated children are spreading what they call viral spreading the measles epidemic from being vaccinated, right? It's the other way around. So he said, effective at the stroke of midnight Wednesday, anyone, in, this is in New York, anyone who is under 18 years of age and unvaccinated against the measles will be barred from public places until this declaration expires in 30 days or until they receive the MMR vaccine. Well, that's the one I have. I have Dr. Andrew Wakefield's DVD here on that. It's pretty good. It's too long. It's 91 minutes. It could be cut to 45, obviously, but anyway. But I'm well used to it. I've been for 10 years of looking at this carry on about vaccinations. But anybody who sees it for the first time will be truly shocked, including friends of mine who allow their children to be vaccinated. And reports they're saying 30 days this current law is in force for this prohibition in New York until people receive the MMR vaccine. Reports the NBC New York County. County officials told NBC New York that they would not chase people down, not really, yet are threatening 6 months of jail for anyone found to be in violation of the tyrannical declaration. Wow. This declaration of medical martial law would ban unvaccinated people from public transit and voting locations. With Democrats now pushing to lower the voting age to 16, this medical police state declaration would bar unvaccinated youth from being able to vote unless they are vaccinated. They are also being... hold on a minute here. Are they going to produce a valid voting card and a valid vaccination certificate? Considering 5 million illegals voted across America in the presidential election, that is unbelievable. So they are also being denied access to public education, public transit, and entering all government buildings. Notably, the government can mandate new vaccines at any time, then claim those new vaccines must also be injected into everyone at gunpoint, then banning those who don't comply from leaving their own homes. Effectively, this new mandate makes people prisoners in their own homes unless they obey the government's insane anti-science vaccine mandates rooted in big pharma's corruption and the routine bribery of doctors and public officials. Hear, hear, I witnessed that firsthand. My years with in pharma. Measles hysteria is the Russian collusion hoax of the vaccine industry. Sure. Well, they've controlled the medical training, controlled the doctors, like, outright, and they've controlled the politicians. So it's that's what Al Capone went away for doing those similar things with alcohol, right? Etc. Bribing politicians and police. But if only he got him on a tax rap. But measles hysteria is, and just to say about Al Capone, these medical thugs and doctors and medical profession are 10,000 times more guilty than Al Capone. Measles hysteria is the Russia collusion hoax on the vaccine industry. With this declaration of medical martial law in New York, measles has become the latest mass hysteria media fraud, following in the footsteps of the new imploding Russia collusion hoax. As always, the media is lying to everyone, and the government are going along with the lie to terrorize their own citizens into compliance. Vaccine compliance will now be enforced essentially at gunpoint in Rockland County, with those who violate the medical martial law being subjected to arrest and 6 months imprisonment. No doubt the government there will soon announce snitch rewards for citizens who call the police on unvaccinated residents, turning them in for food stamps or whatever else the government is giving away to those who service at the vaccine secret police snitch brigade. Yeah, okay. It is also clear that citizens will soon be required to carry a vaccination ID cards. Yeah, and they'll have to bring a. I suppose the vaccination ID card will pass as a voter ID card as well. Is that the joke? Maybe I'm missing it here. To prove their compliance with ever expanding government mandates that now threaten the health and safety of tens of millions of children in the USA alone. Show me, quoting here, show me your vaccine papers is the new mantra, and this pilot program in Rockland will be rolled out across the entire country unless there's a strong pushback against it. And he's heading the next piece of his article. It's just nearly finished now. You are now a prisoner in your own home, thanks to the medical police state. And he said, in effect, the new vaccine martial law makes non-vaccinated people prisoners in their own home, denying them access to all the public services their own tax dollars have helped fund, including roads, sidewalks, public transportation, sports stadiums, and even government offices. Taking a cue from Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, non-vaccinated citizens are now being unpersoned in Rockland County, essentially labeled as non-persons who have no access to society. Okay. This is the medical police state at work, denying citizens the right to exist if they do not agree to the be injected with every toxic substance and misinformed bureaucracy it demands to be injected into children and adults alike. If you thought the Russia collusion hoax was a massive fraud, what you're seeing now with collusion between the vaccine deep state and the government regulator puts all that to shame. There are serious tyrants. These are serious tyrants who respect no liberty, no life, no individual rights whatsoever. They will declare any emergency that's required to place their own citizens under the thumb of a tyrannical government regime that demands you to be injected at gunpoint with a toxic cocktail of dangerous chemicals. And because on the last paragraph he says, if you ever wondered why New York, Connecticut, Maryland, California, Colorado, Illinois, and other liberal-run states are desperately trying to take away your guns, it's because they don't want you to fight back when they come for your children. Think about that, people. Remember, vaccines are a form of medical violence against children, and this violence is wielded by scientifically illiterate government officials who literally know nothing at all about vaccine ingredients, vaccine risks, of the statistics that are published by the Health and Human Services, which describe the thousands of children who are harmed, maimed, and killed by the FDA-approved vaccines every year, and to learn why vaccines are biological weapons against humanity. And he directs people to Brighteon, etc. Very good. But let's put that up on the pile up there. Okay, the... And again, the NBC reports again about more research linking social media to mental health disorders. I've been going on about that for so long. And then that's getting blocked out, but it's actually rising everywhere across the Western world, but most certainly in America, Canada. Not so much in Europe. There's a slightly better quality of life in a lot of French people, particularly in Spanish. But certainly in Britain, embraced mobile phones and technology like bees and honey. It's gone beyond all. And you can never pass a group of kids waiting for the school bus. Like one stops beside me here twice a day. And these are teenagers going to school on the outer and return run. And every one of them locked, head down, looking at their mobile phone. And some of them have an electronic tablet as well in their school satchel as well. But it's shocking, it really is. But they're saying about this report linking social media. I read this before, actually, last week, but I'll do it again. Ian Frank is saying here, the most heartbreaking part of this NBC segment is introducing a video here, maybe at the end of the video when Savannah Sellers references a comment made by a 14-year-old who wishes her parents would have taken her phone away when she was 11. Then again, some of the adult broadcasters admitted that they also had some of the same issues with social media as teens. But imagine from 11 to 14 is of age, the years of puberty, being damaged mentally at that level. It's shocking. Activist posts, which this is article is from, and many others have reported about this topic many times before. We aren't the only ones who have emphasized how Silicon Valley parents, a.k.a. tech inventors, have been taking extreme measures to keep their own children away from screens, and they don't give them GMO foods either. The regardless of any of this, tech companies are still shamelessly pushing these products on kids and schools, and are getting worse for forcing screen use as early as kindergarten with substantial funding from tech companies. Well, delinquent parents shoving an electronic tablet in front of a five-year-old child or three-year-old child to keep quiet in the house, that's just the beginning of the damage. That is serious damage to a child. So how much more paid research needs to be done before more American parents decide to do more about all these issues associated with excessive screen use and exposure? But a whole lot of organizations are dealing with it. But seeing Tucker Carlson and Michelle Birkin bash big tech for pushing products in schools and data. But Tucker Carlson is the only guy telling the truth on American media. That's for sure. It's and what are you going to do, Piro? Although I think she's married to some very dicey people in New Jersey. Who do you think lives in New Jersey? And but they're marginalizing her now on Fox News. And it's only a matter of time they push Tucker Carlson off. But I hope that Hannity has made enough money now to relive 10 lifetimes on the money he's making, $37 million a year, for Christ's sake. If Hannity and Tucker Carlson don't dig in and decide to go together and stand up to Fox News and what do you call him, he's nearly 90 now, Murdoch, his son is a liberal lefty clunk who has no interest in newspapers. He's declared it here many, many times. That's when he had that disgusting Reddited bitch Rebecca Brooks editing the Sun newspaper. And then they had to bury and stop the News of the World because of the phone hacking, because 90% of the stories were coming from phone hacking. And it cost them many, many millions and millions, over $100 million in paying out compensation. Like, they're only showbiz people mainly. Who gives a damn about them? But they all got three-figure sums, six-figure sums of compensation. But Rebecca Brooks, you don't hear much about her now. She's still working for Murdoch, even though she got $11 million settlement for losing her job at the Sun. But these people are vile. Again, going back to my own life, I noticed, I worked for multinationals for years. I noticed about the early 80s to mid-80s that the multinationals were getting out of control. Considering Eisenhower said the military-industrial complex was getting out of control in 1960, we're now 60 years further on, and no, it's been gaining power and stealing money. Like, not jumping into wild things, but the F-35 fighter, that has cost nearly $1 trillion, $800 billion, and it's the biggest piece of junk ever. And the British have agreed to buy that for their two new aircraft carriers. I mean, there's no end to it. But people have to rise up and take their country back to basics, and that's the phrase used by John Major, of all people. But John Major went on to work for the Carlyle Group and made himself millions of dollars of commission for negotiating the sale, the purchase for the Carlyle Group of state military enterprises all over the world with George Bush. And he's the one jumping up and down and saying we shouldn't leave the European Union. He's almost crying on TV about it. Well, he made his money out of those kind of contacts. Why wouldn't he be saying it? But, I'll skip this article. I read it last week. Kentucky governor signs constitutional carry bill into law. Okay, that's the same as 14 other states, I think. It's the 15th state who now has no permit needed to conceal carry. But and another aspect of this, doctors involved in absolute fascism, medical fascism, leftist publishers urging doctors to push gun control onto patients, right? And shows the shell casings here. Ethan Huff writing this article said there's a sinister movement afoot that's aiming to brainwash more Americans into sacrificing their Second Amendment rights on the altar of political correctness by having physicians rather than just politicians tell them that guns are bad. Yeah, so they're getting children to snitch on their parents at school as well. According to reports, House Democrats working feverishly to eliminate the individual right to bear arms in the United States are now teaming up with leftist doctors to convey a message that gun violence is out of control. that only the only solution to restrict gun ownership is strictly to those who work on government. I must bring on somebody here. I'm sure Ken can advise me here at RBN. The actual, to break down the statistics of gun deaths in America, that actual person-on-person gun crime is falling. It's ghetto violence that's out of control. And the majority of these shooters who do shoot who are on SSRIs are magically in the middle of psych-op operations, false flag operations. And there's somebody was calibrating it there. I must look back through my documents. 120 of those false flag operations have taken place since the Reagan era, when they really started after that. And it's worth putting them together in one coherent document. Okay, you're up for the third break of the day, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you.
Okay. And we're coming back in for the last few minutes, and we have a caller, Bill in Wisconsin. Yeah. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, PJ, how are you this evening?
Good, yeah. Well, lay some new information on me quickly. You know, we're in the last 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, yeah. I've got a couple points. The first one is I'm on the county board, and they have put me on the board of health. And what I do there is every month I bring articles against vaccines or against the pharmaceutical industry and try to, you know, bring it out in the public meeting. Pardon?
What's the reaction you get to that?
Oh, they hate it. They hate it, but...
They think you're lying, yeah?
Well, no, not lying, but they have no choice. Because I'm an elected county official, they don't have any choice. And if I want to put something on the agenda, I'm entitled to do that. So they don't like it. But listen to this. Mm-hmm. At this month's meeting, okay, the health department almost had to shut down because everyone was sick with the flu. And I said, well, didn't you all get the shot? And they, of course, said they did. So they are going to investigate all the shots that were given in the public schools and find out how many of those students who were inoculated also got the flu. So, you know, this is a point that I've been hitting on, whether it's measles, chickenpox, I don't care what it is, that spreads the disease. It's, you know, and if you're unvaccinated, you're not a threat to anyone. But see, they try to say that it is. The other thing that I'd like to mention is, have you ever heard of Lyndon LaRouche?
Oh, yeah. Lyndon LaRouche only died recently, but Harley Schlanger, who worked with him for years, is on John's program. John's
yeah, yeah, regularly. Very good.
Hang on to that. We're just going to this break at the top of the hour. Hang on, and we'll continue after the top of the hour. Yeah, hang on. Okay.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.